Last night I sat with my feet in a swimming pool and watched a play that charts the physical and emotional experience of choosing to have an abortion. Actor Tiffany Knight performs the piece.
We park the car and get out, and I say to Chris, "Have you locked it?" And he rolls his eyes and says yes, and then we're at the door. Chris is wearing his blue beanie and yellow raincoat. He looks like a fisherman. I'm wearing my enormous black harem pants and a crop leather jacket. I look like MC Hammer. I ring the doorbell. The intercom says hello. "It's Emily Steele. I have an 8 o'clock appointment. Is there someone with you?" They have to ask because of the protesters. I say yes. The fisherman's with me. I used to think when I heard about someone, or when I read about them, because it was always someone in the news or in a magazine, and never a real person that I knew, if I heard about someone who'd had a late abortion, I'd think, well, that's not very clever. That's not very responsible, is it?
19 Weeks is written by Emily Steele and tells of her experience of terminating a baby after it was diagnosed with Down syndrome. I asked Emily what it was like to share such a personal story so soon after the experience.
If I were to write about that experience now, I wouldn't write the same thing, but I think that it's right that those memories are fresh and that that's about as close as I can get to what it was like at the time.
Your story tells your story, but you touch on these really important considerations, like that you never know how many people out there have this same story or something mm-hmm. similar to tell. Is it that that drove your need to tell it?
There were many different experiences that I heard of afterwards. So all these people around me who have had fertility issues or who have had miscarriages and who have had abortions would then tell me that they have a story too. A couple of people have commented that it's wrong to conflate abortion and miscarriage, but that's not actually what we're doing. And I completely realise that one is a process that's out of your control and one is not. There can be loss and there can be grief about an abortion, even though you have chosen it and it is the right thing for you. And yes, I think there are quite a few women out there who will have had similar experiences, but because this is a particularly controversial kind of abortion, it can be difficult to talk about it. When I decided to talk about it and tell people the truth, I didn't know if I was going to lose friends. I didn't know if I was going to lose future work. And actually telling the truth felt important enough that if that happened, I could live with that.
The turmoil that you went through in the physical experience and then the emotional experience mm-hmm. and also the assertion that you don't have to give everything up for something else, mm-hmm. that you can give things up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really important conversation for women to have.
Mm-hmm.
Was all of that intentional or was it kind of stream of consciousness in that you needed to let all of that out?
It's a bit of both. Women are very often just expected to give up things for their families, for their children. And even though we live in a much more equal society than we did, you just fall into roles. And I think it's important that you choose. I think there's this fundamental misunderstanding about what pregnancy is like. It's an emotional and physical and mental process, and it is huge. And even though I was pro-choice intellectually all my life, until I was pregnant the first time with my son and got very, very sick, I didn't fully understand that nobody should have to go through that if they don't want to. And being a parent is a huge experience and a huge responsibility, and it is wonderful and it is hard. And nobody should have to do that unless they really want to.
Essentially, you as an individual have the right to choose
yeah.
whether you commit 50 further years of your life to the care of another being.
Yes. I think that people look on abortions after a diagnosis of a disability or a condition in a different way to how they look on abortions under different circumstances. But to my mind, and some people may not agree with me, but to my mind, there is more similarity than there is difference. If you go, what I'm looking at here is the course of the rest of my life. And that's the same for a young woman who is just about to go to university, or someone who doesn't have a steady partner and doesn't want to do it on her own. And I just think you've got to trust people to be able to make decisions about their own lives.
Emily Steele, writer of 19 Weeks, which is playing now as part of the Adelaide Fringe Festival.